Sometimes this had set souls free to inherit a greater power, a more vigorous life, and this power they retained for service even in the world today. They had been able to sustain -2 in the same way that they were behind every true and dedicated brother of these or earlier times. Much more was said, but these words epitomize the message. -2 came away exalted by the wonder of this experience, and yet it was but a preparation for what was to come. For in 1966, when in Italy, in a simple chapel of what was once a monastery, the contact was again made with the sages and the plan for the building of the temple was revealed. The etheric building described by the brothers in 1956 was to take physical form, and so it did, as already described, in the summer of 1974. It is difficult to compress any account of the history of the lodge into a few pages, but at least this brief synopsis helps to demonstrate that the tangible proof promised by Arthur Conan Doyle at the end of his message has indeed been given. The Arthur Conan Doyle message has proved itself and continues to do so with every passing year. Every patient healed is a living testimony to the scheme of healing he set out. Every person who finds that Arthur Conan Doyle's message provides a good working philosophy of life, a practical and hard working religion which answers his questions and resolves his doubts, by so doing testifies to its truth. The existence of the lodge, its expansion and the birth of many daughter groups, and then the building of the White Temple, these are all the promised tangible proofs. The White Temple, its design a subtle blend of classical and modern architecture, a symbol of the ancient wisdom restated for the new age, is surely a fitting memorial to the spiritual work of Arthur Conan Doyle. The Conan Doyle message laid the foundation stone upon which the White Eagle Lodge and teaching has been built. As the light is sent forth daily, its focal point, the temple, in prayer, meditation, healing of individuals, nations and the world, so his message lives on, and it may be that in time to come men will look back on this message and deem it the greatest and most significant among the works of Arthur Conan Doyle. 199 The full account of this stage of the story is told in the booklet there. Temple. Angel. White Eagle Publishing Trust. Index at last, not read.